With questions about that hotel deal swirling about, President Trump headed off to Argentina today to the G20 summit. He'll be sharing the spotlight with Chinese President Xi Jinping, among others. That could be a little awkward given the trade tensions between the U.S. and China. The president has slapped tariffs on $250 billion worth of imports from China, and the White House plans to raise some of those tariffs from 10 to 25% come the new year. That's got a lot of American business people nervous. Some of them are in that industry so close to Trump's heart, hotels. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
When Michael Sumi puts together a hotel room, he's figuring out a lot of puzzle pieces. He's the principal in charge of interior design with the New York architecture firm Stonehill Taylor.
If you tipped a hotel upside down, it would be everything that falls out. Nightstands and headboards and lounge chairs and rugs and wall covering.
And how many of those items are now subject to tariffs?
It's pretty much everything.
So Sumi and his team design chairs and headboards in New York. They do their drawings with furniture specifications.
That says it's made out of oak and it has metal legs and it's going to look this way. And everything's custom made for hotels.
Then he gives those specifications to what's called a procurement consultant, somebody like Gus Sarf, president of GS Associates in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Sarf shops those drawings around to perhaps a dozen manufacturers to see who can build the best table or chair at the lowest price. Most of the manufacturers today are in China.
We do by category. So lighting, pretty much 100% comes from China. For case goods, it's probably 50 to 60%.
Case goods are basically furniture made from wood and metal, dressers, tables, and chests. Again, right now, those pieces from China are being hit with a 10% tax at the U.S. border. So Sarf then goes to someone like Helen Jorgensen with Host Hotels and Resorts and says, those things you wanted from China, they're going to cost you a bit more.
So there was a little bit of scrambling, a little bit of absorbing of the cost from the suppliers, and us as an owner had to absorb some of it also.
Jorgensen says right now tariffs are a hassle and a headache, but they can handle 10%.
But going to the 25%, that's a different story. So we're looking at basically changing total factories, changing materials. Like most of the case goods now are going to be coming out of Vietnam, quite frankly. And bath vanities, a lot of that product's going to be coming out of India.
The work almost certainly isn't shifting to North Carolina or Virginia, though, where a lot of U.S. furniture was built a generation ago.
I don't see how the economics works anytime soon.
David Bergman is CEO of the Butler Specialty Company. They design things like benches, chairs, and consoles in Chicago, but outsource manufacturing to Asia. Bergman says furniture manufacturing doesn't only go where labor is cheap. It goes where the raw materials, factories, complex machinery, and skilled labor is located. That's mostly gone from the U.S.
My feeling is that it would be virtually impossible or extremely difficult, taking possibly decades, to be able to replicate that with manufacturers in the United States.
So if one of the goals of President Trump's tariffs on China is to shift manufacturing back to the United States, well, it's really hard to find somebody in the hotel, furniture, or hospitality industry who says that's going to happen. But what about Trump hotels? I reached out to the company for comment, but they didn't respond to interview requests. So do people in the hotel industry feel like Trump has turned his back on his own?
Yes, there's a lot of talk about that. I've worked with Trump.
Again, procurement consultant Gus Sarf.
I think he's doing a complete disservice to the country and the industry for how he's approached this. We do feel that you know, China has taken advantage of a lot of things, but there's a different way to go about the process without, you know, upsetting entire industry, and obviously not just ours. This affects a really broad market of manufacturing and imports.
And here's interior designer Michael Sumi.
Trump Hotel Group is dealing with this issue just like everybody else in the United States is. So, you know, it's ironic.
And Sumi isn't just worried about price increases or schedule delays, the short-term headaches caused by tariffs.
We have long-term relationships with a lot of people who make things all over the world. And we've been working with them for years. And there's a trust built up and a level of quality and expectation that's met. And we don't necessarily want to stop working with those manufacturers because they've done a great job.
But if you're buying 5,000 chairs, 10,000 mirrors, and 3,000 beds for a new hotel, and all that could cost you 25% more come January, Well, it might be time to go back to the drawing board and start finding new business partners. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.